This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Here's where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Ladies and gents, yes, sir. Welcome back once again, All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden. And of course, the Minnesota Vikings, their season is over. But for us, our season is still going. And with that being said, we got to keep you guys informed, in the loop on what's happening, not just in the NFL world, but just throughout everything, entertainment. But the big story for us, Pat P, of course, Skoll check-in. We must service the Skoll Nation. The big news that just recently surfaced, right? Ed Donatell is fired. Unfortunately, it wasn't the expectations wasn't necessarily met in regards to the scheme. Some people had issues with the scheme, the production, the numbers, the consistency. Well, they decided to part ways. A lot of fans were jumping in our comment section saying that should be the first thing the Vikings do. You never want to see an individual lose their job, but that's the nature of the beast in the National Football League. What was your reaction, Pat P, when you heard your DC, Ed Donatell, just got fired?
I was shocked, to see that they moved on for Coach Ed. But like we all know how the business goes. If they feel like you're not, holding up to the standard that, you know, that they're holding you to, changes are going to be made, it's just unfortunate that, they had to make that change just after 1 year. Coach Ed is just such a great human being, mm-hmm. has a great connection with the players. I just love the way he communicates with his players, just communicate mm-hmm. with everyone like men, as it should be, I love this scheme. Just unfortunate we didn't perform, better, because it's proven that the scheme works. Mm-hmm. The scheme is phenomenal.
Why wasn't it working?
I think early on in the year, because our scheme is just so based off, getting pressure with our front four, applying pressure with our front four. And once teams start realizing that, we had two really good guys off the edge. If you go back and look, the first eight seasons, we was getting off on the quarterback. We wasn't blitzing at all. Yeah, we was giving up chunks because, we was being in a much more of a zone defense, mm-hmm. eyes for the most part. But they was just normally 5-0 protecting us, meaning it was their five guys versus our four guys.
Yep, yep.
And
yep.
then once they, start seeing, Z was having monster game, 2-sack game, 3-sack game, just going crazy at that point of the season. They started coming out in these thumper and chipper sets, meaning putting the H back closer to the tackles to kind of detour the our pass rushers to give the quarterback that much more of time to find his receivers. And when you pretty much playing a zone and your pass rush is not getting there, your receiver is going to find those open areas to be able to, make plays for the opposing offense. So mm-hmm. I think once teams started, getting in that max protection look, and it was hard for us to kind of change our identity on the back end, I just think that's when, we wasn't getting as much pressure as we needed to the quarterback to make the defense that much more successful.
What type of defensive coordinator do you believe the Vikings should target next? I know I heard you guys, Brian Flores is one of the candidates that was requested to be interviewed. Of course, yeah. Some other names as well. But when you talk about just the scheme, the philosophy, what do you think, in your personal opinion, you know what I mean? What would you like to see
the mantra be? Someone that still has the 3-4 scheme.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that scheme if you're still trying to keep, you know, Daniil is still in contract, but you never know what they're going to do with that. You just signed C to a nice contract, and those are 3-4 guys. You know, well, Daniil is technically a 4-3 guy, but they kind of made him into a stand up. But anywho, I think it has to be a 3-4 scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Just aggressive, you know, just being aggressive, forcing offenses to change their hand, you know, being more of the defense that's, you know, pressing the issue versus, you know, sitting back and relaxing, you know, and that's what I played in my whole career. So that's pretty much all I know. You know what I mean? Coming from being in Arizona for 10 years, being with Ray Horton, coming from the Steelers, being with Todd Bowles, being with James Betcher, who came from Todd Bowles, then Vance Joseph, you're another high pressure guy, you know, so that's pretty much all I played in. So that's kind of like all I know. But I will say this, it did give me an opportunity, the scheme that I did play in last year, it did give me an opportunity to see the quarterback a little bit more and help me get my second career, my second season high in picks with 5.
No question. You play with 3 eyes, you usually make big time plays. You know what I mean? You were able to do so. So Skull Nation, I guess, is a wait and see process to see exactly what will happen in regards to some of the candidates that will be interviewed. I know you guys will be following this story you know, intensely, because defense win championships. You want to be able to have the Minnesota Vikings defense doing what they've been called to do in the expectation. So wait and see approach for all of us. But as we just detailed and talked about, Ed Donatell is no longer the DC for the Minnesota Vikings going after 1 year. Some of the numbers, when you look at some of the defensive numbers, you had an overall good record team-wise, but the defense ranked 28th in points and 31st in yards allowed. Not the place you want to be in regards to statistics. So let's see exactly what happens next. We will stay tuned. And anything we hear, guess what? We will make sure you guys hear it as well. Going to take a quick break, and when we come back around the league, championship weekend is coming up. Let's see exactly what Pat P believes will happen or won't happen. Stay tuned.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When we're back, now it's time to tap into Around the League. Boy, this is one of the more entertaining, highly anticipated weekends in the National Football League. Championship weekend, AFC championship game, NFC championship game. Let's tap into the AFC first. Your favorite team, the team you've been riding with the entire playoffs, the Cincinnati Bengals. They're still in it. Traveling to Kansas City, playing against a team they've had a lot of success against. I already know where you're going, Pat P. I assume you're going with Joe Cool, right? Joe Cool, bro.
You know I'm going with Joe Cool, man.
Do you feel overly confident knowing that Pat Mahomes has a high ankle sprain, or you still feel like regardless if he was 100% healthy, Cincinnati was going to take care of business?
Yeah, I feel like if Patty was 100% healthy, Joe Burrow in the game, Who Dat Nation, or whatever you want to call themselves, we're still going to win that football game.
Regardless.
Because I just feel like here is why I think they was going to win regardless. The Chiefs They always have a hot stop, a hot start, but they always hit that point in the game to where it's like two or three series to where they get like a little cold stretch. Mm-hmm. You can't have no cold stretch with Joe Burrow. Their defense a little bit suspect. Mm-hmm. Chiefs, I'm speaking of.
Yep.
And I know obviously they have they rely on the front four to get pressure. Chris Jones in the game, mm-hmm.
Frank
to get
Clark
pressure on the quarterback. Frank Clark and all those guys. But if Joe got some time to throw the ball to whoever the receivers are,
yeah,
he's gonna dice you up.
And
Cincinnati defense, in my opinion, is better than the Kansas City defense.
And they're underrated. They're underrated group in regards to how productive they've been, but not necessarily being in the conversations of some of the best defenses in the National right. Football League. You know what I mean? But they're a group that can get the job done. In regards to Joe Burrow, it's almost like you got to pick your poison. Because if you play a shell-like defense when you're protecting anything deep with your both safeties back, they can run the football. They showed that this past weekend against Buffalo.
But if you
want to cheat up one of those safeties, now you got to make sure your guys in the back end can cover those outstanding, talented wide receivers they have. And now Hayden Hurst, the tight end, who was a former first rounder.
I don't care who you're going to.
So more of the story, you got to try to find a way to get pressure on Joe Burrow, only doing it with four guys.
Yep.
And utilizing everyone else in coverage. Because if you can do that, then he might not be as cool as he's been in these ball games. But if you don't, as I stated, man, he's cooler than a polar bear's toenail. Shout out to Big Boy, by the way. So I'm right there with you. I'm taking Cincinnati,
but we cannot be like, you know, we can't expect a lot of high exotic pressures from the Kansas City defense. Now we got to remember who the defensive coordinator is.
Yeah, Spagnuolo.
Yeah, Spags is a mastermind when it comes to creating, you know, dialing up blitzes and creating all these different stunts. But I tell you what, they better get home.
They got to get home.
Ooh, Joe Burrow.
They got to get home. And even though Pat Mahomes won't be 100%, he's so talented that the pressure is kind of on Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid this year, because he is probably the most talented quarterback in the National Football League, especially in regards to throwing the football and what he can do.
Who are you speaking of, Joe or Patrick?
Pat. Speaking of Pat Mahomes, right? So when you have that type of talent, we want to see you get to a championship game. We want to see you win more than one championship. You know, that was one of the debates in regards to Aaron Rodgers. When you talk about arm talent throughout his time, we will always say he's probably the cream of the crop.
Right.
But only one championship to show for it, one Super Bowl appearance to show for it. When you have that type of talent, people want to see you get there. Yeah. You know, get there more.
I agree.
Even though he's not healthy, the pressure's on because they beat the Chiefs last year in Kansas City.
And well, you got to think about it. The pressure's always on, though, when it comes to Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, just because they've been to five straight in the AFC.
This is their fifth straight. That's what I'm saying, Pappy. So if you go to five straight, and you only got one Super Bowl to show for it with one of the more talented quarterbacks in the National Football League, probably I consider Pat Mahomes to be a more mobile Dan Marino. Mm-hmm. Dan Marino's my favorite quarterback.
We also got to think about who they lost to, though, in those. It's not like they lost to some slouches. They lost
it
to
don't matter.
Pat one year.
Pat P, it don't matter.
Who they lost to? Joe Burrow, who's probably a top two quarterback in the league right now.
They beat San Francisco. They lost to Tampa, right?
Tom Brady, another Hall of Famer.
I understand that. But what happened last year is why I believe this year is so important. Because you lost to a team that was the fourth seed in the playoffs with an offensive line that has been much maligned, and they still beat you in the fashion in which they beat you last year?
Yeah.
That's why I say this year is pivotal.
Yeah, I agree that the pressure's on because of the magnitude of the game from last year. But I thought you were saying the pressure was on just because
they
five AFC championship. I'm like,
No. I think it's more so about the way they lost last year. Now you're playing the same team again.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree with you on that part. I agree with you on that 100%.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So let's transition before we go, Pat P, to the NFC. San Francisco with Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, traveling to Philly. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Miles Sanders, and the crew. Who you picking in that ballgame?
Man, I was high on the 49ers, you know, throughout the playoffs. But looking at the – I watched that Philly game when they played the Giants. Ooh, them boys look dominant, boy. I mean, 49ers look dominant, too. But Philly, them boys on a whole other level.
Hey, what I said, rookie, I said – watching the Giants versus the Eagles reminded me of the national championship game when we saw TCU versus Georgia. Ooh, the Giants ain't have enough five stars.
Yeah.
And four stars.
They ain't have enough five stars. They have enough five-star recruits.
They have enough recruits. It didn't matter what Daniel Jones did. It didn't matter.
I'm trying to tell you. I mean, any and everything. I mean, everything went right for them boys. You know
everything,
what I mean?
My guy.
Yeah, man. For Jalen Hurts to come out there and put on the performance that he did. It just shows that he's the MVP of the league, man. Like, man, he...
Whoa.
Yeah, he's the MVP of the league.
No.
Yeah. MVP of the league, man. And here's why. And the only reason he's not going to get MVP of the league because he missed two games.
That's a big plus.
Huh?
That's a big plus, but I hear what you're saying, but...
And that's the only reason... that he's not the MVP of the game. He lost one game this year, Matt.
He did.
He put the team on his back, and it showed when he's in the lineup, they're unstoppable.
Hey, I agree. I see your argument, but you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know Patty's going to get it.
Patty
but
gonna
I'm saying,
get it. Patty
if he wouldn't have missed those two games, he was by far the lead MVP.
Patty is going to get it. But then also, too, in regards to Pat Mahomes' argument for him, outside of Travis Kelce, who does he have?
I mean, that's almost sound like Peyton Manning when he won it with Adrian James.
I understand that, but I said this during the season. I felt like before the season, when I went to training camp to watch the Eagles, they had the most talented team then. I'm like, they got some dudes, bro.
Yeah, by far. Everywhere.
They've really done a great job assembling that roster. Hassan Reddick. They got three guys on the defensive side that got double-digit sacks.
I know, bro.
They got a 1,200-yard rusher. 1,100-yard receiver, a 1,400-yard receiver, three guys with double-digit sacks, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who missed almost half of the year. He got six interceptions.
Six.
You got a pro bowler, all pro at the corners. Like,
yeah.
That's why it's a tall task
for
San Francisco. And I'm not saying I'm picking San Francisco because of Brock Purdy being their quarterback. No, I am not picking San Francisco because of Brock Purdy being a quarterback. No, that has nothing to do with it. I'm picking the Eagles because they just got more talent.
Yeah, they're the better team.
And they're well coached. Now, granted, anything can happen. A ball can bounce your way, a turnover. Yeah. But if both teams play clean football, the Eagles going to win.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But, hey, Pat P, Championship Sunday is upon us. I can't wait to see exactly what happens, because we get a chance to see exactly who will be going to the Super Bowl in Arizona, where we will be as well. And let us know what you guys would like to see us do out in Arizona. Let us know in the comment section, tap in, because Pat P is playing in the waste management. I thought I was going to be his caddy, but he told me I got to carry a bag for 15 holes. That don't make
18,
sense.
Man.
18. I'm not signing up for that. I didn't know I had to do that. I thought I was going to be like his personal interviewer guy, you know, and I'm talking to Pat P. What do we think of here, Pat? Should we do this? Are you going? What club you need? But he want me to carry the bag.
Nope.
That don't even make sense.
You got to carry the bag, Matt.
No, I'm sorry. I'll wait for you at the 18th hole. I started the first. I'll wait for you at the 8th. Now, I have a beverage for you, too.
I already know you will, my guy.
No question. Hey, but Pat P, man, listen, great show once again. Like I said, we will keep you guys informed if we hear anything in regards to defensive coordinator search. Pat P, continue to enjoy your offseason.
Yes, sir.
We will link up in person, don't worry, out in Arizona. But until then, see you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.
Hey. MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.